Autautahi, in the depths of autumn and winter, the city's apparently very busy attending stadium concerts, browsing second-hand bookshops and photographing roses that have not received the memo about the season.
Michelle has been out documenting all of it. Live music, green spaces and the skyline changing shape. Let's start with the stadium and a bookshop that moved because it simply ran out of room.
One stadium still relatively new to Christchurch, and this segment is really about what it's like to actually be inside it, the experience on the night, the things that worked, and the things that will catch you off guard.
The 660 and Symphony concert post sets the scene directly. The biggest surprise for me was getting to see Savage, who played his big hit, Swing. Also, the flying saxophonist was a little trippy.
So the surprises kept coming, which is exactly what you want from a big stadium night. But the post is equally honest about the practical stuff. The cold, the sound occasionally thumping through your chest, and the screen layout that puts speaker stacks directly in front of the performers' heads.
The stairs get their own moment of emphasis. Sections in the 320s involve a climb that the post describes as genuinely steep, with real concern for anyone coming back down once the lights dimmed.
A stadium with stairs steep enough to generate their own paragraph. That's either a design feature or a cardio program, depending on your perspective.
The post recommends booking the bus, arriving early if you're in the upper sections, and bringing a jacket for winter events. On a quieter note, Steadfast Books in Addington offers a different kind of discovery. It relocated from Ferry Road to Wise Street precisely because it had outgrown its previous home.
A bookshop that moved because it had too many books is a problem I respect enormously.
The goal there was to find classics, and three came home. The post describes it taking real restraint to stop at three. From a stadium crowd to a quiet shelf of hardbacks, the city contains multitudes.
Speaking of things that quietly persist regardless of season, the gardens are next.
The Botanic Gardens have been the subject of several recent visits, and together they capture the city's green spaces across the turn of seasons, from autumn colour to midwinter bloom.
The Peacock Fountain post pairs one of the garden's most recognisable landmarks with a ginkgo biloba tree. Those are the ones that turn a very specific shade of gold before dropping every leaf at once, which is either beautiful or alarming, depending on how you feel about abruptness.
The My Dad Rose post puts it plainly. This stunning yellow rose, My Dad, is covered in flowers. It clearly doesn't know it's winter.
The same visit also turned up ducklings and a cherry blossom in flower. A rose, ducklings and a cherry blossom. In June. The gardens are apparently operating on their own calendar.
And then there is the autumnal trees post on Oxford Terrace, which catches that earlier moment in the season when the colour's at its peak. The contrast between the warm tones of the canopy and the rebuilt city streetscape behind them.
Autumn, winter and somehow spring, all documented within a few weeks. The skyline, changing in a different way, is worth a look before we close.
The Project Arc update is a progress check on what will become a Sheraton hotel once construction wraps. The post notes the developer's website puts the opening at mid-2027, and the photos show the structure has come a long way.
Mid-2027 is close enough to feel real and far enough away to still feel theoretical, which is the natural habitat of every large construction project.
The frame of the building is now substantial enough to read as a hotel rather than a site, which is the kind of incremental progress these updates exist to record.
A stadium still finding its rhythm. A bookshop overflowing with classics and a rose flowering in June. Christchurch in the middle of winter is not exactly standing still.
More soon.